I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There are two ways to look at shade. It can be a curse that prevents you from planting your favorite sun-loving plants, or it's an opportunity to create a subtler landscape with interesting foliage colors and textures punctuated by shade-loving flowers. I'm an optimist, so I'm going with the latter, and now is a great time to make a shade garden plan. The keys to shade gardening is understanding the amount of shade you have and using plant combinations to highlight the beauty of your shade plants. Part or dappled shade means the ground gets 3 to 4 hours of sunlight a day, but not necessarily all at once. Many perennials and shrubs, from corybels to hydrangeas, grow well here. Deep shade is where little direct sun falls on the ground, but the area is still bright, such as under a limbed-up oak or maple tree. Hosta, ferns, and astilbe are good choices here. The way to get your shade area to pop is to utilize plant combinations. Start with plants adapted to the light and soil conditions there, and then experiment with different groupings. Anchor a bed with shade-loving shrubs, such as rhododendron, azalea, hydrangea, and clethra. Underplant with attractive foliage perennials, such as corobels, brunera, Japanese painted fern, and lamium. Some of these also will flower in early summer, adding a nice transition to spring flowering shrubs and a complement to summer bloomers. Remember spring bulbs and early blooming perennials such as bleeding hearts, forget-me-nots, and corydalis. These flower well in shade under deciduous trees since they bloom before the tree leaves are fully out. For blasts of color, try yellow rocket and astilbe. Finally, be open to combinations that naturally happen due to self-sowing and plant spreading. And now for this week's tip. If you're looking for a good paste tomato to grow this year, try speckled Roman. It produces an abundance of large red, streaked with yellow, fruits that are meaty with few seeds. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about cherry tomatoes. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.